This program was produced by and first broadcast on Community Radio Hamilton, a volunteer-based community access station. For more information, go to www.communityradio.co.nz.
Hello and welcome to Community Radio Hamilton. Food for thought, you could be listening on 106.7 FM, 1206 AM, or online at communityradio.co.nz. You could also be listening to the podcast via iTunes and a variety of other podcast hosts. For more information, check out the official blog at fftradio.wordpress.com. Today on the show, I'm going to be talking about a recent humane stamp of approval that was put on a dairy-based yogurt, which is a certified humane raised and handled label. Basically, there was an ad printed that had a picture of a happy-looking cow saying euphoria, which translates to happiness and well-being. So I'm going to be talking about a little bit about why it is not happiness or welfare at all for the cow. I'm going to be reading an excerpt from abolitionistapproach.com, which is Gary Francione's essay on that issue. I'm also going to be talking about how PETA saved 8 animals in 2009 and killed all the rest that they were meant to be finding homes for. Then I'm going to be talking about a new animal rights club at AUT in Auckland University. And last but certainly not least, I'm going to be reading out a recipe for vegan tofu sticks. But before I get into any of that, here's a song by Goldfinger, whose lead vocalist and guitarist John Feldman is vegan.
Thing that I done wrong.
That was Counting the Days by Goldfinger, and you are tuned in to Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought. Check out the official blog at fftradio.wordpress.com. Now I'm going to be reading out an excerpt from abolitionistapproach.com, which, for those of you who don't know, is run by Gary Alfrancione, the founder of the abolitionist approach to animal rights. And it's basically about this brand sticker of approval that was put on a dairy-based yogurt. This yogurt carries the certified humane raised and handled label. The certified humane raised and handled label is the stamp of approval of an organization called Humane Farm Animal Care, which developed the label with its partners, including the Humane Society of the United States. This is described as a consumer certification and labeling program to give consumers assurance that a labeled egg, dairy, meat, or poultry product has been produced with the welfare of the farm animals in mind. The fine print on the coupon says that it meets the Humane Farm Animal Care Program standards, which includes nutritious diets without antibiotics or hormones, animals raised with shelter, resting areas, sufficient space, and the ability to engage in natural behaviors. Please note that the cow on the coupon is wearing a little service cap and holding a spoon in her mouth. So it's all okay. You see, she's willingly serving you this product made from her suffering and death and the suffering and death of her children. The coupon has euphoria written on the top. Euphoria is defined as a sense of happiness or well-being. And whose euphoria? Whose sense of happiness or well-being are we talking about? Perhaps the euphoria of Humane Farm Animal Care, which charges fees for its little stamp of approval. Perhaps the euphoria of HSUS, which promotes these humane products, so that HSUS members and the public in general can feel warm and furry about eating the products of animal torture. Perhaps the euphoria of Whole Foods, who peddle humane animal flesh and happy animal products and make a fortune doing so. Perhaps the euphoria of PETA, who gives awards to places like Whole Foods so that it, like HSUS, can cash on the Happy Meat fundraising and encourage animal consumption. One thing of which we can be completely sure, it is not the euphoria of the cow. That was an excerpt from abolitionistapproach.com from a blog essay by Gary Alfrancione labeled Euphoria, For Whom? Now I'm going to be playing a little bit of I Killed the Prom Queen. 4 out of 5 of their band members are vegan. Right after I've played that, I'm going to be talking about how PETA only saved 8 animals last year in 2009, and in comparison killed over 2,000.
Get the inside word on the Saturday edition of the Waikato Times with the team from Community Focus every Saturday at 9:40 a.m. Then pick up your copy for the Waikato's best weekend read, now featuring Community Radio Hamilton's weekly program schedule. The Waikato Times, as Waikato as it gets.
Okay.
That was The Deepest Sleep by I Killed the Prom Queen, and you are tuned in to Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought. Check out the official blog at fftradio.wordpress.com. The Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services has confirmed that PETA, that's People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, killed 681 dogs and 1,620 cats in 2009. PETA also killed 51 other companion animals. That's a total of 2,352 animals that they killed. In comparison, they adopted a total of 8 animals. Not 80 animals, not 800 animals, but 8. They have more than $31 million, but they could only save 8 animals. Maybe if they spent less money on publicity stunts and promotion Happy Meat and welfare reforms, then they could have rescued more than 8 animals. Surely even their office staff could save more animals than that. And what's worse, they call this killing euthanasia. They defend this killing of 2,000 healthy adoptable animals by calling it euthanasia. Euthanasia comes from a Greek word meaning mercy killing. In other words, euthanasia is when the death is in the interest of the human or non-human involved. In other words, when death is kinder because they're suffering a lot and can't escape that suffering, and when they would prefer to die. However, the animals that PETA killed were healthy and adoptable. Death is never in the interests of a healthy animal. It is so utterly speciesist to say that all of those 2,352 healthy animals just wanted to be killed. But then PETA goes on to say that it's okay because the animals were killed painlessly. Now to me, that sounds like something that the animal industry says, or something that non-vegans say to justify their consumption of free-range animal products. It does not sound like something that an organization that calls itself animal rights should be doing. Just think of it like this. Imagine if all of those animals were humans instead of non-humans. Imagine if PETA went around and killed 2,352 homeless street kids, found homes for 8 of them, then called themselves a human rights organization. It doesn't matter how humanely they killed them, it would be wrong because it is not euthanasia, because healthy animals never want to die. That is not euthanasia, it is murder. Because as I've said before, death is absolutely never in the interest of a healthy animal. After the break, I'm going to be talking about a animal rights collab at AUT that's going to be starting up. But before I do that, I'm going to be playing a song by the International Noise Conspiracy, whose vocalist Dennis is vegan. That was Bigger Chains, Bigger Cages, Longer Chains, and you are tuned in to Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought. Check out the official blog at fftradio.wordpress.com. Now I'm going to be talking about AUT Animal Rights Club. It's an abolitionist vegan club that Elizabeth Collins is setting up at AUT University, which is in Auckland. They're planning on holding movie screenings, visiting the animal sanctuary in Auckland, having food events, and possibly organising debates at a later stage. The club is still in the process of setting up, and on their webpage, they, under the About section, they write, "Who we are? We are nobody special. In a world where 56 billion animals are slaughtered every year for food, add to that an equal or greater amount of sea-dwelling animals, and not forgetting the millions of animals used for clothing, for entertainment, hunted for sport, used in experimentation, and annihilated in shelters, we are simply a group of people who say, enough, this has got to stop. How on earth can we do this, you may be asking? Where to begin? Well, it's simple. If you reject this horrific violence, suffering, and death to animals, just don't take part in it. We can end the exploitation. Each of us can do something now. Each of us can decide this instant to engage in the best form of activism there is. You don't have to dress up in a silly costume. You don't need to ask for donations, or make donations, or sign petitions. You don't need to throw paint on people wearing fur coats or blow up a building. The best thing you can do to help animals is to go vegan. Then, if you want to do more, if you want to help us change the world and end the violence and exploitation, help us to educate others about veganism. The reason billions of animals are tortured and killed each year is because we make it happen to them. We are the problem, and we are the solution. Stop demanding the products of exploitation. Stop eating animals, stop wearing their skins, stop giving money to the companies who experiment on them and exploit them for entertainment. It's very easy to do. The choice is ours. Contact us if you're wanting to find out a bit more or if you want to get involved. All you need to do to get involved is be willing to hear the ideas. After that, it's up to you. We need people who are not afraid to speak up for animals. They cannot speak up for themselves. The first thing to do is to take yourself out of the cycle of exploitation, and that is easy. Just go vegan. Second, learn to educate others. If you are interested in participating, or if you have a question or are curious, or even if you are skeptical about the whole idea and want to know more about it, we encourage you to come along and be part of the newest and most important social movement of our time. The AUT Animal Rights Clubs aims to be a resource centre for people interested in animal rights, a gathering place for those who want to discuss the issues and get involved, a resource for anyone who is interested in veganism, and a place of support for those who care about animals and may feel overwhelmed by the situation, or need help and advice on how to deal with issues encountered on their lives on a daily basis. The AUT Animal Rights Club is an environment where like-minded people can get together and share ideas on how to create a powerful, unstoppable voice for change. It begins with us. We are a peaceful organisation and promote non-violence. To get involved, and I highly recommend you do if you're up in Auckland, just email animalrightsclub@me.com or go to autanimalrights.weebly.com. If you're anywhere around Auckland and can help out, then definitely contact them. They sound like they're going to be an awesome group, and that's run by Elizabeth Collins, who is an abolitionist vegan who runs the podcast NZ Vegan Podcast, which is a very awesome podcast that you should have a listen to. The address for that is nzveganpodcast.blogspot.com. Here's a little bit of NoFX, whose vocalist Fat Mike is vegan. After that, I'm going to be reading out a recipe for vegan tofu sticks.
I never thought about the universe, it made me feel small. Never thought about the problems of this planet at all. Global warming, radioactive sites, imperialistic wrongs, and animal rights. No! Why think all the bad things when life is so good? Why up with an M when there's always a could? Let the whales worry about the poisons in the sea. Outside of California, it's foreign policy. I don't want changes, I know reactions. Your dilemmas are my distractions. That's the way to go, Franco, un-American. No way to go, Franco, un-American. No way to go, Franco, un-American. No way to go, Franco, Franco, un-American. Some hours in, now I'm always depressed. And now I can't sleep from years of apathy. All because I read a little Noam Chomsky. I'm eating vegetation cause of fast food nation. I wear a couple shoes cause of globalization. I'm watching Michael Moore expose the awful truth. I'm listening to Public Enemy and Reagan Youth. I see no world peace cause of zealous armed forces. I eat no bread pinch cause I'm from the hook horses. Now I can't believe what an absolute failure. The president's laughing cause he voted for Nader. That's no way to go, Franco, un-American. No way to go, Franco, un-American. No way to go, Franco, un-American. Where can we go, Franco, un-American? I wanna move north and be a Canadian. Or hang down low with the nice Australian. I don't wanna be another idol character. What are we gonna do, Franco, Franco, un-American?
That was Franco, un-American by NoFX. You are tuned in to Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought. You could be listening on 106.7 FM, 1206 AM, over live streaming at communityradio.co.nz, or via podcast. Now I'm going to be reading out a recipe for vegan tofu sticks. Very similar to fish sticks, although no fish was killed in order to make these. For this recipe, you will need 1 pack of firm tofu, drained and pressed, a quarter of a cup of cornmeal or flour, a quarter of a cup of wheat germ, half a teaspoon of salt, thyme and basil to taste, although you should probably have about roughly a quarter of a teaspoon of each, 1 egg replacer, I used all grain no egg, 2 tablespoons of soy sauce, and oil for frying. To make this, simply cut the tofu into sticks just under a centimeter thick each. Ideally, I would say about 3/4 of a centimeter thick. Mix the egg replacer and soy sauce in a bowl. Mix the cornmeal, wheat germ, thyme, basil, and salt according to taste on a plate. Dip the tofu sticks in the egg replacer and soy sauce mix, then coat with the dry mixture. Fry the slices until golden brown on both sides.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, visit www.communityradio.co.nz.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this program available through funding the Access Internet Radio Project. Cheers, New Zealand On Air.